Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company's management, I would like to welcome you to China Unicom's 2018 interim result presentation. Today, our presentation will be conducted via video conferencing and meet with our investors from Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing. The event will last for about 60 minutes. First, there will be a 20-minute presentation by our management, followed by a 20-minute Q&A session for Hong Kong. Lastly, there will be a 20-minute Q&A session for audience in mainland China. The presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous interpretation. Consecutive interpretation will be provided during the Q&A session. During the meeting, please kindly switch your mobile phone to silent mode. First of all, please allow me to introduce the management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaoqiu, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Shaoguang Lu, Executive Director and Senior Vice President. Mr. Qiu Kebing, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you all for coming, and we hope you will find this presentation informative. Now, let's invite Chairman Wang to talk about the company's 2018 interim results. Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to discuss with you China Unicom's results again today. In today's presentation, I will report the company's overall results in the first half of 2018. Mr. Shaoguang Lu and Mr. Qiu Kebing will further discuss our operating and financial performance, followed by the Q&A session. Let's take a look at the highlights. In 2018, the company actively practiced new development philosophy. Overall, we achieved a great start in the kickoff year of mixed ownership reform. Highlights of our first half results are as follows. First, our profitability continued to grow remarkably, driven by the deepened implementation of the focus strategy. Second, we sustained fast and effective mobile service growth with innovative business model. Third, our mixed ownership reform started delivering notable enhancement in growth momentum, quality, and efficiency. Fourth, we strive to achieve win-win, leveraging price elasticity in answering speed upgrade and tariff reduction policy. Going forward, the company will continue to accelerate our five new establishment to drive high-quality, sustainable growth. In the first half, the company's profitability continued to grow remarkably as we deepened the implementation of focus strategy. Service revenue reached 134.4 billion, up by over 8% year-on-year, which outperformed the industry average by 4 percentage points. Double the industry average growth. EBITDA grew by about 5% year-on-year. Net profit was 5.9 billion, up by 145% year-on-year. Free cash flow reached 39.3 billion, achieving a record high for the period. The next slide is about the first and second quarters. Since the second quarter, market competition continued to intensify. The company strengthened differentiated operation to avoid simple price competition. We expanded online and offline touchpoints and leveraged integrated grid-based direct sales to turn outlet sales into on-street sales. We reinforced business convergence and bundling to boost cross-selling and leveraged innovative business to drive new revenue and also fundamental business development. The company's overall results maintained solid growth in the second quarter. Service revenue growth remained at over 8% year-on-year. Net profit was basically stable versus the first quarter. For mobile business, the company further deepened internet-oriented and innovative differentiated operation. We strengthened data traffic operation for subdivided segments and targeted marketing, and engaged in O2O touchpoint unified operation to enhance customer flow and efficiency. Remarkable results was achieved. 2i2C subscriber increased by 27 million to 77 million, driving rapid growth in mobile business. Despite keen competition, our mobile business achieved high-quality development at low subscriber acquisition cost and subsidy. Mobile service revenue grew by near 10%, outperforming the industry average by 8 percentage points. Meanwhile, selling and marketing expenses was up by merely 2%, and handset subsidy was down by  52%. Mixed ownership reform. As our mixed ownership reform continued to make progress in various areas, it started delivering notable enhancement in growth momentum, quality, and efficiency in the first half. Thanks to the capital injection by strategic investors and vast improvement in our operating performance, the company financial strength has substantially improved. Our liabilities to asset ratio declined by 18 percentage points year-on-year, and finance cost decreased by  64%. Deep cooperation with strategic investors has led to rapid growth in our innovative businesses, with industrial internet revenue up by 39% year-on-year. We continue to deepen system and mechanism reform. Both employee and shareholder returns were boosted, while corporate vibrancy and efficiency have also significantly improved. System and mechanism reform. The company continued to push forward downsizing and reorganization. We appropriately step up human capital investment in innovative businesses, optimize organizational and staff structure, actively recruited new talents in, and encouraged staff migration to innovative businesses in order to charge up energy for innovative business development. We have strengthened market-oriented incentives. 790 million restrictive shares of Unicom A-share company were issued to over 7,700 key managerial staff and talent, establishing a remuneration system featuring differentiated compensation based on returns and efficiency. We also advanced subdivision reform. Over 130,000 staff joined subdivided units, and 17,000 mini CEOs were appointed, which invigorated our internal vibrancy. For innovative businesses, the company focused on cloud-driven services and sped up the transformation towards a new integrated sales model, combining cloud plus smart networks and smart applications. We have established system and mechanism segregated from fundamental service and attracted new talents in innovative business with enhanced long-term incentives. We actively collaborated with strategic investors and key industry leaders by exploring investment and capital financing initiatives, creating a powerful alliance and achieving win-win cooperation. In the first half, our innovative business maintained rapid growth in scale. Industrial internet revenue reached 11.7 billion, accounting for almost 9% of total service revenue. We expect such ratio will reach 15% by 2020. The company implemented speed upgrade and tariff reduction, strengthened data traffic operation, and strive to achieve win-win by leveraging price elasticity. We prepared for the cancellation of domestic data roaming in advance by optimizing product tariffs and strongly promoting big data plans to ensure smooth customer transition. In the first half, while handset data unit tariff decreased significantly, data consumption continued to exhibit strong growth. Handset user DAU was up by 2x year-on-year, and handset internet access revenue was up by 25% year-on-year. Going forward, the company will firmly seize the brand new opportunities brought by industry development and mixed ownership reform, nurture new DNA, new governance, new operation, new energy, and new ecology, and develop differentiated competitive advantages. We will persist in deepening the focus strategy, persevere in implementing internet-oriented operation, fully unleash the advantages of mixed ownership reform, diligently shape critical capabilities, and start a new paradigm of high-quality development. Next, we will have Mr. Shao to present the company's operating performance in the first half. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Wang. Now, please allow me to report the operating performance of the company in the first half. This table shows our revenue breakdown and changes. I will explain in further details in the following. Amidst fierce mobile competition, the company strives to strengthen differentiated competitive advantages. We rolled out differentiated products and marketing tactics, and leverage centralized IT system and internet-oriented operation edges to acquire customers at low cost. We have also strengthened integrated services and bundling to enhance competitiveness. Our revenue and subscriber maintain decent growth. Mobile service revenue grew by 12% and 8% respectively in the first and second quarters. Mobile billing subscriber net addition was 9.8 million and 8.1 million in the corresponding periods. ARPU remained relatively stable. In the government and enterprise markets, the company is dedicated to providing customers with intelligent services integrating cloud and network. We have developed a new integrated sales model combining cloud plus smart networks plus smart applications by leveraging cloud network synergy. We have also kicked off cloud business cooperation with Alibaba and Tencent to drive rapid revenue growth in cloud and network services with cloud network integration advantages. In the first half, our cloud revenue rose by 39% year-on-year, and internet private line access revenue was up by 8%. The company comprehensively deepened cooperation with strategic investors, focusing on edges, resources, and future strategic deployment. We leveraged external forces to boost new energy for innovative development. In the first half, we joined forces with Alibaba, Suning, JD.com, and Tencent, etc., to actively experiment with new retail outlets build out so as to strengthen O2O synergy. We further expanded internet touchpoint cooperation with strategic partners. In cloud computing, we shared reciprocally our resources and capabilities with Alibaba and Tencent, and have established a JV with Alibaba to jointly develop the promising government and enterprise market. In terms of video content, we focus on IPTV, mobile video, and home applications, etc. Good progress has been made in various cooperation. For big data, IoT, and AI, the company cooperated with our strategic partners on financial anti-fraud, risk management, traffic analytics, platform capabilities, and AI-based customer service, etc. Our in-depth cooperation with strategic investors has also driven the growth of our fundamental telecom business. For broadband, the company focuses on integration while at the same time highlighting our content and high-speed edges. We optimized our integrated product portfolio and strive to increase penetration to drive mutual development. We leveraged our bandwidth advantage to promote high-bandwidth products and further enhance our network coverage and quality with increased private capital cooperation. Highlighting the power of content, we enrich quality video to boost customer loyalty. We have seen continuous improvement in broadband amid keen competition since the second half of last year. The decline in broadband access revenue is narrowing. Our broadband business has largely stabilized in the first half this year. The company's network construction continued to be return-driven with dynamic capacity expansion and efficient investment. CapEx in the first half was 11.6 billion. Full-year CapEx budget is around 50 billion. Our network utilization went up, but our network quality and customers' perception in the focus regions further improved. 4G downlink and uplink average speed was leading in the industry. NPS for mobile and broadband services went up by 5 and 9 points respectively, leading to fast and effective business growth. In terms of 5G, the company closely engages in new technology evolution. We have carried out proactive deployment in basic network resources and capabilities to ensure that future construction and business development can keep pace with the industry. Facing the challenges posed by the cancellation of data roaming fee and intensified market competition, the company will persist in deepening the focus strategy, push forward internet-oriented operation, and appropriately step up initiatives to nurture future growth engines in order to drive high-quality sustainable growth. More specifically, we will, first, pursue differentiated development and maintain high-quality growth momentum unabated. Second, pursue return-oriented development and strive to enhance all factor productivity through internet-oriented operation transformation. Third, comprehensively strengthen fundamentals in various aspects to lay a solid foundation for future sustainable growth. Fourth, deepen strategic cooperation and system and mechanism reform to accelerate the delivery of benefits from reform and generate better return for shareholders. Next, I'll pass the stage to our CFO, Mr. Zhu Kebing, to talk about our financial performance. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Shao. Now let me present our financial performance in the first half of 2018. The company's operating performance substantially improved in the first half. Revenue was 149.1 billion, up by 7.9% year-on-year. Net profit reached 5.9 billion, up by 145%. The company's operating expenses increased by 6.4% in the first half, well below the revenue growth. Looking at the major cost items, depreciation was down by 0.6%, mainly driven by the good control of CapEx in recent years. Tower usage fee was down by 6%. Handset subsidy was down by 52%, and selling expense went up by 2.4%, which is slower than the revenue growth. Staff costs and G&A expenses increased by 22% and 21% respectively. The latter was mainly due to increasing ICT cost and bigger loss on disposal of fixed assets. As regards staff cost, the company endeavored to raise vibrancy and promoted the sharing of incremental return without ceiling, while satisfying corporate development and shareholder returns. We let our employees better share the company's success. In the meantime, we are also actively recruiting new talents in innovative businesses and have established compensation and incentive system segregated from fundamental businesses in order to stimulate new energy for innovative development. In the first half, our staff costs increased by 22%, with strengthened internal vibrancy. On a half-and-half basis, the growth was 9%. We expect full-year growth to be slower than the first half. In terms of CapEx, the company insists on demand and return-driven investment. In the first half, our investment focused on key regions and key businesses such as 4G and broadband, etc. 4G accounted for about 45% of our CapEx. The number of 4G base stations increased by 60,000. We expect full-year net addition will be similar to last year. We actively deploy new technologies to upgrade our network, such as SDN and NFV, while at the same time building up infrastructure resources for 5G. We have basically achieved nationwide MBRT access coverage, and we roll out EMTC commercial network deployment as appropriate. Next, let's take a look at towers. Benefiting from the good control of new tower deployment and the new commercial pricing effective earlier this year, tower usage fee declined by 6% to 7.9 billion in the first half. Besides, as one of the major shareholders of Tao Company, the company can gain from Tao Company's profit and value enhancement in the future. Our share of net profit from Tao Company was 521 million in the first half, up by 5% year-on-year. Due to the fast improvement in operating performance, the company's free cash flow increased further to 39.3 billion in the first half, attaining a record high for the period. Thanks to the strong free cash flow and capital injection from the mixed ownership reform, the company's gearing ratio was sharply reduced to 44%. And finance cost we paid 160 billion debt. Finance costs fell by 64%. The substantial improvement in financial strength has boosted the company's business development capacity in the future. In the second half, the company will grasp the implementation of focus strategy. Centering on quality enhancement, we will push forward efficient scale development. We will continue internet-oriented operation transformation to facilitate cost-effective development. We will pursue an internet-oriented investment model to rapidly answer market demand. We will simplify administration to create an efficient structure. We will enhance our value-based appraisal system and continue to strengthen internal control and risk management to ensure safe and proper operation, driving greater shareholder value. That's the end of my presentation. Thank you.